Blog Talk Radio. Inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy. If you're tuned in, this means you're now ready to make the shift from ordinary to absolutely amazing. Welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, a show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve today.
No words can tell it all, my love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye, why are we so far? I want to be next to you,
next to you.
So let's not let a day, always feel and pray. Longing for more and more, so much things to say. I want to be next to you.
Put it on. At about 16, I thought that I could do it on my own. Never committed, cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble, I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless, you always answered on my call. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall, you always bailed me out, really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now, bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month, I'm really bored. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you. This is my confess to you.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye, why are we so far? I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
So let's not let a day, always feel and pray. Longing for more and more, so much things to say.
Every time I look at you, it's that desire that takes me higher, higher. It takes me all the way to the mouth. It ignites the fire of my desires, fire. And I cannot explain the sweet pain that drives me insane. And I can't fight, I don't wanna hide it at all. I just can't live without you.
Okay, someone just said they couldn't hear me. Mic check, mic check, mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, mic check. Let's see. What we'll do, we'll go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're after this.
Can't deal with the pressure. Hey yo, what's going on? About to pull the trigger. I feel like being gone. And now I feel the thunder rolling through the song. It's like I hear a preacher preaching to stay strong. Then I heard a voice who told me, don't even try. Don't you trust me to take you out? Now it was God. I felt it in my spirit. I didn't want to hear it, but I did. So I made a choice to act upon it. I put the gun down, dropped on my knees. I couldn't find peace. Lord, forgive me, please. Then a whisper in the air, blowing in the trees, told me that I have to still believe. It was the greatest word. I felt relieved. Worship, and I felt the breeze. For my blessings, let me sneeze. As I walk through the valley of the shadow, I have faith that I will see tomorrow.
No matter the storm,
even if I feel broken,
no matter the pain,
that the door will be open.
I believe
when I'm lost and in pain,
I believe
no one fails to explain. Conquer it all. If I slip, I won't fall. I can move mountains no matter the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm
And we are back. That was Kim Barrett with Baby Be Mine. She's one of our Ignite Your Life with Toy Park Network supporters. And we appreciate her. She's also one of our former guests who will be joining us again later on this year. Again, thank you so much for those who have been hanging in there with us and tuned in to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. Hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity, Relationships Redefined. We've been talking about tonight how to redefine relationships as what is not just for what it means for you, but also your interpretation of what it means when other people are dealing with you, too. Because it's not just one-sided. You know, we always look at life through our lens. So we need to also start looking at life more broad-based so that but we can't do that until we know what we want first. Because what happens is we don't know what we want, just kind of scanning and looking and just no vision, no direction. So tonight we're gonna narrow that focus. We're gonna kind of start zeroing in and zeroing in on some real things that we deal with. So earlier before the break, we talked about what do you want to know that. So you have what we're calling your 50 Shades of Clarity and Love and Relationships assignment. You're gonna write and discuss with your mate, best friend, or hold you accountable to what you want. Because a lot of times we say what we want, and we do the exact opposite of what we say we really want in a relationship. So everybody to get an accountability partner, if you already have a mate. Your first assignment is to write the top five things that you want in a relationship. That's number one. Your number two, you're supposed to write down your top five non-negotiable. And you don't have anything. That's pretty cool. But just to understand that you have to know what your non-negotiables are, and you have to be in a place where you can decide whether or not you want to really bend on any of them. Because there are some things that you just really may not want to bend on, or there's some things that you're willing to compromise on. So you have to know what those are. So what are your non-negotiables? Like if this were to happen in a relationship, it definitely would have to play the old New Edition song, Is This the End? So you need to know what your non-negotiables are. Okay. Two, and I'm going to post, and I'm working on a post right now to send to the group. So I'll be on that in just a minute. I'm doing two things. One case, one of our listeners inboxed me and said they were having a little bit of trouble off and on, but then someone else asked me if at least I'm not quite sure what happened. So I'm going to keep talking just to be on the same side because I want to make sure that those who can hear me are able to get the information I'm giving out. And I'll probably do, I might next week, depending. Oh, we got some more on the line. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't recognize that area code, but I know you are definitely here in the house. Thank you for fighting your way in. And the lines are open. If you do want to comment on some of the things I'm talking about tonight, even in the middle of this assignment, you know, some people are inboxing me with questions, and I'm going to get to those in just a minute. I wanted to finish out this assignment because I have five key questions for you to ask yourself. So number one is, what do I want? Number two is, what are my non-negotiables? Write down your top five non-negotiables, okay? Then, you know, in the middle of that road are the things that you're willing to compromise on. Where are your compromise points? So I want you to write down five things that you're willing to compromise on. Write down five. I'll give you an example. You know, Ignite Your Life. For those that don't know, Ignite stands for Firing With Now, Intensity, Transparent Energy. So for me, one of my things that I'm willing to compromise on, I would love to have another child, like, you know, after the marriage and all that. But if that doesn't happen, I'll be okay because, you know, I really am thankful and grateful that I did, you know, get a chance to give birth to an amazing child. So that's kind of one of my compromises, even though I really do want to at least have one more, but it doesn't happen. You know, it's not a deal breaker for me. If the guy says, well, he doesn't want to have any more children, you know, it's one of those things I really have to think about. And that's why I want you all to do this exercise, because I'm asking you anything I don't do myself. And I
sometimes kind of a middle of the road topic for me, because I'm thinking on one hand, yeah, I'm willing to compromise, and then I'm like, but sometimes you don't know until you're in that situation. It's good to start thinking about those things, and these are things that you need to think about. What are your middle of the road things that you're willing to compromise on, and what are your non-negotiables? So that's number three. What are you willing to compromise on? What are your compromise points? And some people say, well, either you are going to do something or you aren't. There shouldn't be a middle ground. Yeah, in a relationship, you're going to have that, because everybody can't have their way all the time. Let's really redefine what relationships are. Relationships are a compromise. Everybody can't have their way all the time. And I'm going to put that in feed, or if somebody's out there, if you can put that in, everybody can't have their way all the time in a relationship. We are redefining what relationships are. We got a lot of spoiled people out there who are used to having their way, and then they get in a relationship and they don't know how to function because they don't know how to compromise. What are your compromise points? And I'm trying to pose and talk to you guys at the same time. So this is happening live. So thank you for those who are sharing the number and sharing the looking at the different posts. Thank you so much, Don Ross. All your support is phenomenal. Thank you so much. I wanted to share that. I'm going to have to do the other posts after the show, but I will post the assignment, and I will post some of the PowerPoint. So the PowerPoint that goes with the number one question, what do I want, is know what you want, okay? You have to know what you want in a relationship, and if you don't know, you need to explore that. So that's why I'm asking you to do five things that you want. What are my non-negotiables? You need to know where you draw your line in the sand. That's your PowerPoint number two. So the question for your assignment is, what are your non-negotiables? Name five of those. Number three, what are your compromise points? List five. Okay. And the PowerPoint for that is, understand that you can't have your way all the time. It's time for you to be unspoiled. And that includes myself. You got to just really, I say we, because it's everybody. At some point, we're so used to having our way about things. You have to learn that you can't have your way all the time. Everything is not going to go your way. That's what the point of a relationship is. It's a compromise. It's about building things together. So, all right. Number four. And this is going to seem odd for some, but for some, it may not. You know, I'm going to tell you anyway, because I have five questions and five PowerPoints. Okay? So, question number four is, what are your relationship goals? Let's redefine what your version of a relationship is. A lot of us to do that. You need to figure that out. Going over to Facebook. I was over on a little bit ago. Now over here on Facebook. I'm trying to see out there. I'm getting some more inboxes. Yay! I can be heard. Hallelujah. Yay! Okay, so I am really excited. I'm getting a lot of participation out there. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Abby. I see you. I'm about to approve it. Yes. I love it. Thank you. But yes, you have to know what you're willing to compromise on. Yes, what you are willing to compromise on and what your non-negotiables are critical. Hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity. We're going to get there tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get there. So number four is, what are your relationship goals? What are your relationship goals? And a lot of you are like, Toy, what do you mean? Okay, here's the thing. When it comes to life in general, you have goals. When it comes to a business, you have goals. You have benchmarks. Help me. You need to have the same thing with your relationship. Even if you're not in a relationship, you need to know what you're going into. What is your intention? Intentions are critical. So, number four, the PowerPoint is, know your relationship intention. What are you intending to accomplish, you know, through this relationship? Because some people have different reasons. Some people want to help build a partnership, and that is really the extent of the relationship. Then lines get crossed, and then you have to shade all kinds of other colors, except anything clear, because you haven't defined what it's going to be in the beginning. So business and relationships can mix, but be clear on what your goals are in the relationship and discuss them together in the beginning of the relationship. It is very possible. A lot of people say don't mix business with pleasure. My husband's going to be a part of my business. I mean, we're going to do stuff together. His business is my business. My business is his business. We're going to do business. We're going to have, that's a combination. That's an empire. That's two empires coming together to be legendary. Are you kidding me? So don't, you know, you need to ignite your life and have a broader view and understand that the whole purpose of coming together, you're not just coming together physically, but you're coming together mentally. You're coming together, you know, everything as you build for the, especially for those that want to get married. You know, you got to take all that in consideration. What are your relationship goals? Do you just want to have a relationship outside of your business, or do you want your person that you're dating to actually be a part of your business in terms of support? I've been on both sides of the fence. I've, you know, had someone who was totally engrossed and supportive, and it's amazing. Then I've had someone in the past who was jealous of my success and tried to shut down everything I was trying to get accomplished, and it was totally counterproductive, and it was very frustrating. But I didn't know. You know, I should have had a conversation once my business picks up. You know, this is the very beginning stages of before I rebranded myself, way before I've been, it's almost, was it 20 years now? So it's been a long time. But in the very beginning when I first started, you know, of course business was a little slow, but then things started picking up and I climbed across town and I had this and I had that, and it was kind of cutting into, I felt at that time, it seemed to have been for him. So I had to make a quality decision. Do I choose my business or do I choose the relationship? And I never want to be in that. I want to enter it way to be together. I'm being very, very open and honest. So that's why I'm telling you, number four is, what are your relationship goals? Know what they are and discuss them. It's not enough. Nobody can read your mind. Okay. There are plenty of apps out there, but it is not here yet. Working on one, pretty sure, but no. They might be able to take the ways of activity and change and submit the actual message that's in your head. And the first, okay, so therefore you must discuss these things with your ten or your schoolmate. They can't your mind. Then you wonder when you're all upset, but you haven't shared anything. Communication, effective communication is the key to happiness. Get it together and ignite your life. Okay, so let's recap before we get to number five, okay? Because this is going to be a short show tonight. We're going to probably cut out a little early, depending on whether or not we have, you know, how many people. I'm getting a lot of great inbox, so I really appreciate that. So we might just, we'll stop at 11 o'clock tonight. We've got about maybe just over 30 minutes left. But there's a lot of PowerPoints in this show, so I really want you to take these nuggets with you and just really rock it out in your life, okay? Consider this a coaching session on me. And ignite your life with Toy Barker Breakthrough Session live on air here, live in Raleigh, at one of the cafes. Okay? We're having a really great conversation. In this conversation, you're learning a lot about yourself because you need to know what you want in order to receive what you want. You know, God knows your heart, but at the same time, out of the heart issues of life, you need to know what your individuals are with them. Okay? So what do you want in a relationship? Redefine what the relationship means to you. Number two, what are you to know? You're not negotiables. Where do you draw your line in the sand? You need to know that. Number three, what are your compromise points? Because you need to know all them what they are. That's number three. Number four, what are your relationship goals? And I want to kind of go back over them a little bit for those who had trouble calling in or for those who had trouble online or whatever you can do to your connection. So, want to tell you that. What are the relationship for? Number four, okay? And number five. I love the numbers 5 and 7 for my faith lesion, 5 for race. I love the number 5. So the fifth point is here. I'm getting texts. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it. My inboxes, getting texts. So it's really, you might hear a little bit of background just because Hans is live, the later show live, literally in the show. I'm a little different, totally out of my comfort zone. Usually I like to be inside in my office or in a closed setting, but I decided to just do something. I'm going to do it more often too, so ready for some more Skype sessions, live in different areas, different places. So yes, number 5. Okay, number 5. Get ready. I'm roll. Okay, so number 5 question. Oh, yeah, for number 4, yes, this 5 things. I got an inbox. Yes, 5 things. What are your relationship goals? What's your top 5? If you have more, that's great. Go ahead and list all. But definitely list it at least at the minimum your top 5. Okay? And number 5. Let's see here. Okay, number 5. What I want you to do so that you can have these clearly defined relationships. 5 people that you trust. For some people, it's kind of, I don't trust nobody. Then you don't trust yourself, and you need to deal with that. I'm just going to be real with you. Just to ignite your life and learn to trust yourself, you can trust others. I want you to list 5 people. You know, I know you're like, who? Where are you going with this? 5 people that you trust. Your top 5 people that you trust. Hopefully your mate is one of them. If not, we can deal with that other time. That's a show for another time. So I'm going to try to turn the volume up because so much going on here. But I definitely want you to list who are the 5 people that you trust. And here's the reason why. You have to be able to have someone that you can hold yourself accountable to your goals. You have to have like an accountability partner. So even if you're not married yet, even if you're not dating yet, you should have a close friend that knows what you are, knows what you want, what you don't want, knows what your non-negotiables are. You know, your compromise point. And the reason why is so they can help you stay accountable. And that's the one thing about it. You have to ensure that you stay accountable. You have to stay accountable. And you have to have someone that you trust to hold you accountable to all the things that you have written down tonight. So that's the main thing I want you to do. One of the callers had just inboxed me, and they asked a question. They said, well, what if you don't know whether or not the mate that you are with really is being upfront and honest with you about things? That's a really good question. It's when we're working 50 Shades of Clarity, getting down the truth of everything. So that was a very good question. Thank you so much. Or send that inbox question. And I definitely apologize for any noise. I'm again a public place. I'm not in the privacy of my office or in my home or anywhere that I could be. So, really, around noise, and I definitely apologize for that because we are live, literally, in a public place. So, but back to the question, you need to confront them and in a strategic way. Not in an accusatory way. You need to use I feel statement because some what you are feeling could be insecurities on your part that has been created in your mind. You know, the mind is so powerful that you can start meditating on a thought or series of thoughts, and you can actually talk your way into things that don't even exist. So there may not even be a real issue between you and your mate. You may not have a reason to not trust them, but because you have created these thoughts that create more thoughts, create even more thoughts, you know, you need to really make sure you take a look in the mirror and make sure that you are not the cause of that insecurity. You know, that insecurity. Sometimes insecurities happen because of things that other people do. Sometimes our insecurities are because of how we feel about ourselves. We don't feel good enough. We don't feel we make enough. We don't feel, you know, there are just so many different things that we feel. So be sure to talk about your talk in terms of an I feel statement. For example, you can say, you know, I really love the relationship we have. You know, do the sandwich. Talk about all the positive things first, please. Don't just come out with whatever the issue that you have. Start with the positive things first. And then after that, you can say your concerns. So start with the positive. I love this about you. I love this about our relationship. I love this. I love it